you're what God was putting on your heart, Sean, was basically if there were 300 people that were given $125 a month, that would totally cover the budget.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
You know, we've talked a lot about the widow's mite and stuff, you know, and it's not that these people need to feel like their gift is not significant, because anything you give to God in honor of God, God's going to receive that as worship, and he's going to return. He's going to return it, you know. For me, I can look over the last 19 years and see where God has directed something to my direction, or directed me into a direction that I would not have went without trusting God, where it's turned out, you know, and I see it getting better and better every year.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Sean, I really appreciate you sharing your heart, and as you know, God hasn't given one of us everything he has to say, so that's why we're a family. God speaks through us, and we'd like to give opportunity, and I'm so glad you called in. I was hoping that you would do that, that the Lord would lead you to do that. Sean, why don't you just lift up a prayer over our listeners today, and that God would lead each heart in what they're to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Father, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. And Jesus, I would ask that you just, you've already revealed your love to us.
Amen.
Father, I would just ask that you would open the eyes of those that are listening, even if they're already saved, Lord, but those that maybe are tuning in right now that are just saying, here's another station that's just asking for my money. Father, let them hear the deeper root of what we're talking about in trusting you and understanding you've already given us what we need, and you're just asking that we honor you with what you've given us, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, WCNO, and Jonathan, and David, and Karen, and Sherry down there, Lord, I thank you for their work and their effort, and Father, I thank you for the blessings that you have poured out over my life through this radio station.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sean, we love you. Come see us sometime soon.
All right, sir. I'll do that. Let me give that phone number one more time. It's 772-221-1100. Remember, they'll pray with you also. They'll give you answers if you're looking.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. Sean, God bless you. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome day. Praise God. That's awesome. And that's Sean. Great to have Sean with us today. Ben, you know, we're getting acquainted with so many people that are in our family. And, you know, Sean has come in. I believe he's been on Dave's program a couple times, or at least one, maybe two times.
You know, that really showcases the difference between this station and a lot of the other Christian stations even that are out there. You can, it's not this big and mighty, oh my goodness, it's the radio station. No, we're a local radio station that's here for you, and we're a part of your community. We're here. We're not in Nashville. We're not in Atlanta. We're not in Los Angeles. We're a local listener-supported radio station, and we care about our community and the needs of our community and the needs of our listeners. And if you're going through something, you know, reach out to us. Let us know. We like to hear those types of things. If you have a testimony of something that happened to you while you were listening to the station, let us know about that. Even if you're not, you'll be like, oh, they just want my money. No, it's not just that. We want to be a part of your life and to be a part of your community. And that's why we're here. We are a part of the community. We're a big part of the community, and we want to be a bigger part of the community. And I think he touched on something big there, which was we would like to do more. If we met our budget and exceeded that, there are more ministries that I know we've talked about that you would like to expand the station into doing. And so if we have Gideon's Army, if you will, support us for the main reasons and the main resources that we need, and then we go above our budget, and that will open up more opportunities for us to reach out to our community and to be a brighter brighter light and a brighter beacon for your area.
Amen.
So
amen.
We're believing for that. We'll take that word.
Amen. We definitely will. I believe we have our 11 o'clock guest. Ben, you want to just bring Pastor in? That would be great. and he can join us. We got another chair over here for him, and we'll get him set up. This is it's part of what we do during prayer and share. We just look to bring together our family, and of course our family is growing, our programs are growing, and our partnerships are growing, and so we are blessed to have you come in, and actually sometimes we have a very full schedule with that. Number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and as I just mentioned, we just went over the 150,000. We're at 155. Actually, we're over 155,000. 137 is where we are right now. About 69, just under $80,000 to go. And we are looking to match up the rest of this 5,000 by 12 o'clock. That gives us 55 minutes, about 55, 56 minutes. It's a good thing we have Pastor McKenzie coming in here because, you know, God's going to give us some fresh word, fresh bread, and we're going to see what God's going to do in the next hour. It's totally possible that the Lord can move on the hearts of our listeners, can realign the schedules in such a way that we're able to get the phone calls in here. The phone lines are open. Ben, give those phone numbers, that phone number out again.
Yeah, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And this is the last week, too. This is the last week. This is it. If you're waiting to the last minute, this is the last week, so give us a call, 772-221-1100.
Pastor, welcome.
Good afternoon, sir.
Let me get you on.
Good morning, I should say.
There we go. There we go. I got your mic on now.
Thank you,
sir. It is still morning, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Time go by.
Did you drive in from a different time zone, or are we just catching up this morning?
Well, we drive in from West Palm Beach.
West Palm. Yes, sir. There you go.
Yes, sir.
That's sort of like a different time zone down there.
Yes, sir.
A little quicker than us, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you're just joining in this morning, as you know, every morning with prayer and share, we start the morning with some prayer, with some ministry out of the Word of God, and then we tell you where we are. And so if you're just tuning into WCNO, this is Prayer and Share. This is where we bring together a lot of our guests, our family, listeners, let different people be on air, share some of their God story. And at the same time, we are giving you an opportunity to make your donation. And so we're right now, we're just $69,863 away from being finished. And so we are looking for your call today. And right now we have $4,888 remaining in matching funds. Karen, explain what is a matching fund and why it's important that we get those calls in and get this matched up by 12 o'clock.
Yes, a matching fund is someone who calls in and says they have a certain amount that they would like to donate, and they're going to challenge others to give any amount up to that total. So in this case, it's $10,000 from Elsie Higgins, and so every dollar that you give, is it Elsie? No, we're doing Jim Jr.'s.
Jim Jr. today, yes. Elsie's is completed.
Hers is done.
Yep.
So, yeah, so every dollar that you give, Jim will match that with dollars. If you give $100, he's giving $100 up to that $10,000.
Right.
So, basically, you're getting double for your donation.
There you go. And it what it does, it just gets us to our balance a whole lot faster. And so we're going to need some big donations to get this finished by 12 o'clock. But some of you have $1,000 donations. Some of you, there may be somebody listening that has, a $5,000 donation, and we could just clear it out. I want to welcome Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. You are a new partner with us in ministry here, Pastor, and we just welcome you.
Thank you, sir, and I'm so happy, sir, to be here.
Well, as you know, we're here to raise money. What's the Lord saying to you?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited what the Lord is doing. I thank the Lord for this station. This is an awesome station. About over three years ago, I was before the Lord, asking the Lord for direction to be on a radio station. And there is a lot of radio station out there. But one day I was in Palm, I think it's Springs.
Palm Springs,
and
okay.
And I listen to this radio station. I said, wow, this may be the radio the Lord brought me on. You know, I listen to so much different radio. But sure. When I heard the programs and the musics, I say, you know something, I believe this is it. And so I began to pray and talk to the Lord, talk to our church, because I thought the station was up there in Palm Springs, not known as Palm City, you know. And as time went on, I get in contact with you, sir, and you made it happen. Amen. So we are
awesome.
Here. Yes, sir.
So you are from?
The Bahamas.
By birth, the Bahamas?
Yes, sir. My island is Andros. I don't know if you ever
Andros? Andros. Sure.
Andros is the largest island and one of the least developed because of the United States House, you know, system, I should say, Marine base up in that area. So
Okay. Less
developed. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But I'm from there. Yes, sir. My father and mom was a Roman Catholic.
Okay.
So I grew up in a Catholic church.
Okay.
And we had to be in church on time, you know.
Right.
And so I grew up there. And then years passed by because there was no schooling and no jobs. I had to move into Nassau, little town, little city with over 500,000 people, one little island. And that's where I went to school. And then I remember I was looking for work, you know, and I just applied to become a prison officer. As we know, I don't know if you know what I mean, prison officer.
Okay.
Work in the prison.
Sure, in the prison system.
Yes, sir. And so I said, man, work in the prison? I said, no way. But I thank the Lord that he put me there, or he placed me there, because of at that time I really was impatient, you know. I really was impatient because of my speech impediment. So I was really, really impatient. And so when the Lord put me into the prison, and I see the situation and condition, so on and so forth. And so many years later, about 3 years later, I remember it was a Thursday morning. It was a Thursday morning, and I was working along with a pastor, and he was the one responsible at the time for my section. And he really, really was a true man of God. God bless his soul. He's with the Lord now. And so he used to say to me, Lawrence McKenzie, you was a heathen. God can change your life. So
you're a heathen.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because I tried to show that macho side of it.
Sure.
Working in the prison, you know.
Right.
And show the macho side of it.
Sure.
And I remember it was about five of us, and there was a young officer at the time, and he was very, very humble. And so I said, man, you too, I said, working here in the prison, you too humble. And I remember he asked the pastor, who was the officer in charge, if he could read his Bible. I said, no reading Bible on the job. No Bible on this job. So he said, no, Lawrence, I in charge, not you. So he said to the young officer, yeah, he couldn't read the Bible, you know. So at that time, I feel like, man,
reading
the Bible,
upset.
Talking about God, talking about Jesus. Now I find out what it was inside of me, you know, because I tried to fight with God.
You're resisting.
Yes, resisting. And he began to read the Bible. Read the Bible. And the more you read, I get angry, you know, angry. And like something came over me, like a peace came over me. And I sat down. I said, read that again for me, please. He read it again. So but I asked him, I said, let me ask you a question. He said, yes, sir. I said, do I have to go to church to accept Christ as Lord and Savior? He said, no, you can accept Christ right now. I said, what? He said, yeah, right now. So he called my supervisor, who was the pastor, and said, you know, he called him in and said that I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And I accept Christ working in the prison. And that's how I gave my life to Christ. Yes, sir.
You were working in the prison.
As a prison officer, yes, sir. As an officer.
And you accepted the Lord there.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yes,
that is awesome. That is awesome. What a great testimony.
Yes, sir.
Well, that is tremendous, but that was just the beginning. You ended up over here in the States, but we're going to pause.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to a song in just a moment, but I would like you just to lead us in prayer that God would touch the hearts of his people to give today, and that that we would quickly meet our needs, and that we would be able to continue with the ministry that's reaching out to lost people.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise, God, for you are holy and righteous, God. Father God, we came, God, before you go in this hour, God, in the 11 o'clock hour. Father, we believe in you and we trust you, God. Father God, we call upon you, Father, today, Father. Oh, God, to touch those, God, who are listening right now, God, under the sound of
Amen.
Pastor Jonathan, Amen. God. Father, we ask, God, that you touch their heart, Father, that they'll be able, Lord, to give, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, there's somebody out there right now, God, they want to give, God, but they're just holding back, God. Father, I ask, God, let your Holy Spirit, God, move upon them today, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God, touch their heart. That when they give, God, they're not only giving to this station, God, but they are helping so much folks, God, mm-hmm. who listen to this radio every day. Father, we ask, God, bless them right now as they give in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Ben, give out all that information again about how people can give, and let's get these phones ringing.
Yeah, let's get these phones rocking and rolling. Our phone number here is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100, and you can also give at our website at wcno.com. That's wcno.com. There should be a link there that you can click. It takes a few minutes. You can just enter in your information and go from there. And you can also text the letters WCNO to the number 24365.
Faithfulness, O God, you wrestle with a sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. Remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. God, you use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation, and all your people sing along. So remember your people. Remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. Your
right. Now, normally, if a hallelujah plays, that means we jump to a one of the 10. So we are not at 160,000 yet. The computer just decided we ought to have another hallelujah, so we put it in there. So we have not actually jumped ahead that far, but we are going to continue. Let's get the phone numbers out again. And then, Pastor McKenzie, we were just talking about how you in a prison, you were working in a prison as an officer. Let me get your mic on here and make sure we get all the mics on. So you were an officer in the prison.
Yes, sir.
And from that place on the job,
yes, sir,
you, from fighting and resisting God, from a Roman Catholic background, you were called into the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and
sir.
So that is that's really awesome.
Yes.
He tracked you down as a worker in jail.
Yes, isn't that something? So yes, it was another employee in the jail that was reading the word?
Yes, sir.
And the word just touched your heart.
Yes,
and God convicted you, brought you in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, how did you end up in the States, and now you're a pastor here?
Well, actually, what happened in 2013,
okay,
the Lord spoke to my heart, so I wanted to go to school. I said, go to seminary. I said, no, Lord, I'm too old for that now, you know. Done. Been married now for 27 years, was married, and
wow,
you know, two kids. I said, go.
You look so young. You look so young, Pastor.
Yes, that's the grace of God.
The
yes,
grace of God.
Yes, sir. And so we came here in 2017.
Okay.
God transitioned us after we gone all through the paperwork and all the legal
sure
work. God opened doors for us and going to seminary. And and then after that, the Lord said, was plan a ministry. I said, no, plan a ministry in America. I said, I don't know nobody. We don't know no one here. You know. And so we left everything back home just through the work of the Lord. House done, paid for, everything paid for.
And where are you from?
Nassau, Bahamas. And so the Lord said, just follow me and I will provide. I will open doors. And I can share, tell you this, our second day in Memphis, you know, because we went up to Memphis. Our second day in Memphis, our passports was stolen, everything stolen, wasted everything. But listen to the story, you know, God is so good. Everything was stolen. And so we began to pray to the Lord and ask the Lord for direction. And within 24 hours, our passport was found. Everything was found.
It was found?
Yes, sir. Within 24 hours.
That sounds rare.
So we began to pray and ask God. And I tell you, man, God is so awesome.
God praise awesome. God.
Yes, sir.
That is excellent. Well, we have callers calling in, and that's great because we have little time and a long ways to go here. We're looking to finish matching up a challenge. We have $4,888, but wait a minute. We have $50 that just came in from Karen in Riviera Beach. Karen in Riviera Beach making a $50 donation.
Yes, and she's a member of the church.
She's a member of the church. Look at that. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. So people are listening. They know, Pastor, that you are on air at this time. Yeah. Tell us, when is your program, just to kind of promote what you're doing?
Oh, man, wow. I'm so excited, folks. Excited. Our program is aired every Saturday at 12:30 right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. And we believe in God. We have so much testimonies, what the Lord has done for folks.
It's powerful.
Yes,
it is,
sir,
powerful.
Yes, sir, so
I listen
thanks
to your program and I run out of breath.
Yes, sir,
because you know you have a short amount of time.
Yes,
you have people calling in for prayer. It's an interactive
yes,
program
yes,
as well as the ministry of the word. It's powerful.
Yes, sir. So we give God thanks for the Lord has done. And also we thank you, Brother Jonathan. We thank God for you because I remember when I first met you, and we did not know name for the program, and you said this, let's name it a spread of truth, you know. And I tell you, it's been a blessing for so many who listen to us every Saturday. Yes, sir, right here
And a growing, you have a growing audience, and what a great time. You have a great time to be on air. So that is every Saturday at 12:30 right here in WCNO, and you can listen to Spirit and Truth. We have more people coming in. Looks like more people are stopping by. This is exciting. The front door, well, we don't leave it unlocked, but if you come, ring the doorbell, let us know you're out there, and we'll come and greet you and welcome you in. There is a $150 donation that's coming in from Jesus, and I don't know from where, what county or city or whatever, but we've had donations today from Pennsylvania. People listen all around the country. They listen around the world. Ben, that's a great thing with radio today, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can go online and listen anywhere. So, I mean, and you were mentioning earlier that you can tell your Alexa, Alexa, play WCNO, and boom,
it works. It is. So. It works.
So there are many different ways. We are more connected than we've ever been before. So wherever you're at, if you are from one of those areas and you give and you're listening to us right now and you're like, hey, wait, that's my donation. It didn't say where I was from. It doesn't tell us where you're from. So if you want, give us a call, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And tell us where you're from, because we love to hear where people are from and where they're giving from and where they're listening from, because it brings us all closer together. And it's kind of a little game sometimes for us here where it's like, all right, what's the furthest distance that we can hear from today? So, you know, it's always fun.
Well, now we're having some donations that are going to get us where we need to go. Here's a $500 donation coming in from Daniel in Port St. Lucie. And this is a one-time pledge, and Daniel's giving $500. Daniel, that's all matching funds, and that is going to help us tremendously. And that brings us now to $4,188. Well, the Lord's able to clear this out. Amen. We want to match up every one of these dollars by 12 o'clock today, and we right now have about 35 minutes left to go. Only 4,188 remaining, 4,188. Rhett, I want to welcome you to WCNO Radio.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It is good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and hopefully you're going to be able to hang out with us for a while today. And we kind of have a full studio, but that's all right. Phone numbers. Let's give the phone numbers.
Yeah, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And you can give via text by texting the letters WCNO to the number 24365, which stands for 24 hours a day, 365 days in the year, which is when we're on air.
All right, Dave, looks like Dave, yes. Dave is making a $100 donation, and that, or by pledge, but a pledge is coming in for $100, and he is in Stuart, Florida. For some reason, the letter was addressed to Dwight, but it says Dave is making the donation. So hopefully we got that right. If not, Dave, please call us back and make sure we get the proper information if we need to change what's in our system. But this now brings us down to $4,088. We're going to need some $5,000 or $1,000 donations, $500, $100. $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever God puts on your heart.
Little as much when God.
Little as much when God is in it. Okay, Pastor. So you're in the States. You went. All your passports, everything stolen. You know, and the enemy's trying to discourage. But it was all restored.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now this was when you're going to seminary.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're on the way to seminary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A little attack there, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how did you end up in Florida from there?
Well, you know, I began to talk to the Lord and pray and talk with my wife, and you know, I'm somewhere, we're so far from the Bahamas, and we began to pray. And one night when I went to sleep, and the Lord gave me a dream. He said, go Florida. I said, Florida? I said, go Florida. So I wake my wife up that night. I said, listen, man, we go in Florida. She said, Lord, it's Florida. I said, yeah, baby, go Florida. And so within 2 months, we make our transition here to Florida. And when we came to Florida, man, it seemed that all hell broke loose again. Vehicles broken down, couldn't find no place to live, no renting. Everything started to go worse and worse. But we still trust God. We still believe God. And as time went on, God just work it out. God just worked things out.
God worked it out. Yes, and so you now, Pastor, tell us where your church is and how people can find you. There's probably a phone number. You might have a web page. I don't know. Yes, I know you were still working on some of that.
Yes, sir. Well, the name of the church is The Word Church. It locate 10120 South Federal Highway. We are right there in the hotel down there in Port St. Lucie. And I tell you, we meet every Sunday morning, by the grace of God, at 11 a.m. We meet okay. there. And I'm telling you, Pastor, I lives in West Palm Beach. And the Lord of the church here in Port St. Lucie. But when you be obedient to God, when you be obedient to the Holy Spirit and do what He Amen. Said, mm-hmm. I tell you, things will turn around. And so I was very, 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 very locked to you know, because our church at the time was in West Palm Beach.
Right.
But it seems like no growth because of my disobedience to God.
Mm.
And almost for 2 years, God didn't move. And I can tell you this, when the transition down here to Port St. Lucie, God just
opened the doors.
It's all open. Ministry.
Open doors.
And maybe praise somebody God. Right now, God is touching your heart right now to give, and you're being very disobedient. Listen to me. I want to encourage you to listen to the Holy Spirit and just give. Just do what the Lord tells you to do. And you will never, ever regret it again. I'm telling you, listen, you ain't seen nothing yet. Do what the Lord tells you to do, and the blessing of the Lord will follow you all the days of your life.
That's right.
Amen. That's the way it works. Well, we finished Saturday or Friday. We had a donation from Elsie Higgins. This is a family, and in this family, God has just blessed them, like 50 years of business, and from one generation to the next generation, they're all serving God, and the business has been blessed of God. So the founder, he is with the Lord. We played an interview with him earlier today, Jim Sr. His wife still continues to give, so she gave $10,000. That was a matching fund on Friday. And then today, we have Jim Jr. So this is Jim number two. He gave $10,000, and this is a matching fund, and we're looking to get this fully matched up by 12 o'clock today. So we have a long ways to go still, but we are well on the way. Only $3,988 remaining, and this is a family that's blessed of the Lord. Well, Brother, you're bringing in a donation today of $100 yourself. So, Lawrence, thank you so very much for that. And let's see. Anne Marie, thank you, WCNO, for your heart for families and your prayers for the hurting and the broken. Coming in from Anne Marie. Do you know Anne Marie? Who knows Anne Marie? Okay, I guess she's just calling in today. So,
thank you, Ann.
Amen. That's great. Thank you, WCN, for your heart for families and your prayers for the hurting and the broken. That is really important. Thank you, Brother Lawrence, and that's going to be matching funds today as we bring that in. Rhett, you're just coming in. We're going to have more time to chat with you later. You're going to stick around a while. You did bring your guitar in.
This week I brought the guitar just per your request last week.
Yes, absolutely, because I wanted you to do that, and I want you to just introduce your program, because a lot of people listen to your program, but they may not have recognized that you're in the studio. You're normally in your own studio, right?
Yeah, we do the recordings up in Vero Beach on Royal Palm Point. And we've been doing this for 31 years, and really tickled at how successful your station is here, and the people we're reaching. Everywhere I go, people are coming up and saying that they're listening to my show on here. It's every day. It's on at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., okay. and 3 a.m. And if you're wondering why 3 a.m., because that's how I got saved. I was secretly watching the 700 Club at 3 o'clock in the morning to Pat Robertson and Ben Kinchlow,
wow.
who would become my best friend later, one of my best friends in life later. And so that's why we do the 3 o'clock. Remember, I asked you specifically, could I have 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Because the people that are up then are maybe wanting things. So anyway, it is great to be here, and I think we have some words. I don't know. I saw this. I was just taking a shower before I came down from Vero, and I hope you don't mind if I say this. I don't know if it's for now, and I'll repeat it later on, but somebody out there, and we'd like to hear from you, because I'm going to keep repeating it till I hear from you. And I saw the hips, and I saw where the back meets the hips, and somebody's getting a heal, and you're in a lot of pain in your hip area. And I believe the Lord, because I was thinking, why am I having this vision while I'm taking a shower? And I was wondering, who's that for? And I thought, because you're going down to the station, dummy.
Amen, amen.
And so the Lord works.
God wants to heal. You want to lift that up and just lift it up in prayer?
Whoever you are, we command you in the name of Jesus to be healed.
In the name of Jesus.
Hips go into alignment. Back go into alignment. And we say all that pain, the infirmity, Jesus died on the cross for your pain.
Yes.
There's no need for you to have any pain. So
Amen.
Pain, be gone and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Ben, why don't you give the phone numbers out and just pray over our listeners that are getting ready to give, because I believe there's some people that's been holding back, and someone may have a $1,500, a $2,000, a $3,000 donation. We're still $39.88 away from finishing this off. We want to finish it off by lunchtime today. We're really trusting God for that.
$39,000?
No, $3,988 to finish the matching fund.
Okay.
Yep.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And yeah, maybe today you're just going about your day and you keep putting it off, and you've got a number that's been on your heart, and you're looking at your finances and you're not really sure if you can do it or not. We're not going to send Lefty out to you. The best thing you can do is stand on the promise that God's given you, call us and make a faith pledge with us, and we will believe together with you that God will provide the funds for you, so that way you can bless the station, and in turn, you can be blessed. If you release what's in your hand, God will release what's in his hands, and as we know, he's got much bigger hands. So give us a call, 772-221-1100, and you can also give online at WCNO.com.
All right, I was reading in the scriptures here, the scripture the Lord gave me here. It's in Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, say the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your highs, and my thoughts than yours. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Now remember, God's not for sale. You don't have to give a gift. If you need help, you need healing, you need love, God's right there. Just call upon the name of Jesus. For those who can help the station, that's a good thing. So back to the pastor here.
All right, the number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. I have a donation coming in from Shirley. It was an online donation, and I don't know the town, but that's all right. Shirley, thank you very much, and I do have to add that into the computer. Thank you, Daniel, again, for that $500 pledge coming in from Port St. Lucie. Thank you, Lawrence, Pastor Lawrence, who is with us today, for that $100. That's going to be matched up as well. We have a donation coming in from Barrington, and actually this was back in March, Barrington, if you're listening. So that was left over and available. So that donation's coming in of $100. We have Dave with a donation of $100 from Stuart, and we have Jesus with an online donation, $150. And Karen from Riviera Beach, donation of $50. And so we thank all of you. Now, we're going to need a lot more calls. We have 20 minutes. Let's see what God's going to do in the last 20 minutes. We are right now with $3,938 yet to go that's available in matching funds right up to the lunch hour.
And, you know, I was driving down here today, and I was seeing all the trucks and all the activity. It's a beautiful day in South Florida. And I was thinking, all these people are going out and they're making money and chasing dreams and stuff. And I thought, I'm coming down here and I'm not being paid a penny to do this. And I thought, but the Lord said, store up treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt. And when you do participate in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will not go without your reward, I assure you. And because Jesus said, why do you work for that which you cannot keep? And so we remember Elizabeth Elliot's husband. What was
Jim?
Jim Elliot. He mm-hmm. said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
Amen.
So that's that.
Amen. So back to you, Pastor McKenzie.
Yes, sir.
Our phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we are looking to hear from you. We're looking to see what God's going to do in the closing minutes. Pastor, so what is God saying to you? What's God putting on your heart? I know God's opened the door. You're up here in Port St. Lucie. You have a congregation that's growing. You're on air with us now, and I know people are calling in.
Yes, sir.
And that is moving. What's the message the Lord's putting on your heart?
But what the Lord is putting in my heart, sir, is I keep on hearing the Lord saying, newness, newness, newness. God is doing great things. I heard the Lord say, there's going to be a time for healing and restoration.
Amen.
He's bringing healing back into the house of God. He's bringing back restoration to the house of God.
It's time for that.
There are a lot of folks right now, they're so concerned about so much situation, but they have to know who is their God. And God is able to do just what he said he will do. As I was looking into the word, as my their pastor just read just now in Isaiah chapter 55. Yes, Isaiah chapter 55.
Yes, Pastor.
And as I was looking back into the word in verse 11, he said, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will never return void. And if we could be obedient to the voice of God and obey,
yes,
holy, oh my God, God will do some great things for his people. God want to do some things, but we got to be obedient and just let the Lord have his way. So there is somebody listening right now under the sound of our voice right now, listening. You have more than enough. You can make this, I mean, just with one phone call and pledge that $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
Somebody listening right now, oh dear, listen to me. When you give to God, listen, God, he will never owe you. God will reward you back.
Amen.
He will reward you back.
Amen. We had a donation that came in by mail with a note on it. And the note says, thank you all for the works you are doing to bring people close to the Lord. I listen to the station the first thing in the morning, at night before I go to bed. Thank you all. May God bless you all and keep you all safe. From Dolores. Dolores is making a $30 donation. Dolores, thank you so very much. Phone line ringing. We have other lines that are open. We are getting close to the top of the hour, and we're just trusting God. We really are looking to match this up fully by lunchtime. And so right now we have $3,938 to go. I'm going to be adding this $30 in. And Ben, give the numbers one more time.
Yeah, it's 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And you can also give online at our website. It's www.wcno.com. That's www.wcno.com. And once again, you can also give via text. You can text the letters WCNO to the number 24365, which stands for 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year, which is when we're on, which is when we're live, or actually on air.
I failed to mention Dolores is from Loxahatchee. Dolores from Loxahatchee, hey, Loxahatchee, was sending us that nice note and that $30. Diane from Fort Pierce has sent in a donation, and it is for $300. So we're going to add that in. Let's give the phone number again. We need to keep those phones ringing.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Barbara is a regular supporter of WCNO, and Barbara has went online and made a donation of $1,030. $1,030. Thank you very much, Barbara, for that donation. Phone line, call us, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And James, we want to thank you for going online and making a donation of $500. And I don't know the cities for either James or for Barbara, but the donation has been made. So we want to thank you, and I've got to add all those in. Once again, we want to just... We want to encourage you, if you're able, to make the call. Don't wait to the last day of this week. This is first day of the second week, but there's no reason why we have to go all the way till Friday. A lot of people wait to the last day. Well, where are you? What do you still need? You know, and such forth. But right now is a great time to give, because we still have matching funds. I haven't added these in yet, so I don't know where we are, but I believe we have at least $1,000 to $2,000 still remaining. And everything we match up by 12 o'clock is going to go in as matching funds. So, Karen, why don't you just pray over our family, and let's just believe the Lord's going to touch the hearts that need to have a moment to make that phone call. I know that God has an assigned dollar for every dollar of need. I know that.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for each and everyone who is listening. Lord, we know that you've already spoken to their hearts. You've already told them to do it. Father, let the fire be ignited in them to just put the show on the road and to just get it done. Because you said that the time to do things is now and to not wait. So, Father, just pray that you would just encourage them in their heart, Lord, that they would just go ahead and do what you have already asked them to do, and to not delay and to not wait. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. We may have just missed a call. I don't know. If we just missed you, caller, please call back. Did we miss a call? Okay, let's get that call, because we're trying to reach a matching fund. Let's see. We have Darlene McKenzie. Who's Darlene?
My wife.
Your wife. Okay, Pastor, your wife is given too. Thank you, Darlene, so much for that $50. That is absolutely awesome. And Karen, give those numbers out again, because we just need the phone lines ringing nonstop. So we have, I believe we have Dave back on the phone. Hopefully he's able to hear back at his place. Let's make sure we have the volume up so we can hear.
Right.
But Darlene, thank you. That's going to go in. That's matching funds as well. And I was just adding things in to see where we are.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And you can also text WCNO to 24365. You could go to the website, WCNO.com, make a pledge or a donation. And but the easiest way to do it is to give us a call at 772-221-1100.
Thank you for the call there.
All right, another caller calling in. We're going to need a lot of phone calls. Well, let me tell you where we are. We're at 2,478. Now, that's a lot of progress, Pastor, since you came in. So we moved off of that. I don't know. I think when I saw you out front, we were still around 3,988, and then calls started. Actually, we may have been up around 5,000, because a number of calls and donations have come in the last little bit, and it's great to have you with us today, Pastor. We're just going to give you opportunity to come in. Again, we'll tell you where we are. We are right now at 68,873 yet to go, but we are just 2,000. Thank you, David. $2,478 away. Here's another $100 coming in from Kara or Kyra. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but that's another $50. And that is, I cannot say who that came from, so I've got to stop. I'll come back to that. We have $50 that just came in, and it is an angel donation. So thank you very much for that angel donation. And that's going to bring us to $24.28. Mm. We're getting there. We're getting closer. Hallelujah. So praise God. Praise God. Ben, I'm still, I just feel you need to pray. You need to pray over our listeners, sure. And we just need to pray again and speak over this morning that God's just going to bring us, this will bring us 20,000 forward for the morning by finishing off by 12 o'clock. Go ahead.
Sure. Dear Father God, we pray a blessing over every listener that's listening to the broadcast right now. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will move our listeners to make a pledge. If there's something that's on their heart, if they already have a number in mind, we pray that you will free them up, give them the peace to know that you're with them and that you're going to guide them and you're going to provide the funds for them to bless this organization and in turn be blessed themselves. So Father God, we pray a blessing over them. Any issues that they may have, we pray that they will bring them to our attention so we can lift them up in prayer in agreement here at the station. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And also remember the older lady that put the two pennies into the offering box in Jesus' time. And, she gave more than the people who gave of money because she gave out of her need. So, it's nice, and we all get excited when we hear big numbers, but God appreciates it. Well, I believe He does appreciate it. I can't speak for God, but if you give out of your need, even if it's a small amount, most donations and a lot of organizations come in non for profits and they're $20 or less. So make no mistake, because numbers add up, even if it's just a dollar.
That's right.
I'll always remember when I was heading off to do a recording, some Jewish lady who believed in Jesus sent me a check, and it was for $5. Out of everybody years ago when I was heading off to Africa who gave, I somehow remember her because that's what she could afford.
Yeah.
And what a precious gift it is. So
every gift matters.
Right.
Every gift matters.
That's
every gift
right.
matters. The number again is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And, $5 a month. We have people that give $5 a month, people that give $10 a month, people that give different amounts. But whatever the Lord's putting on your heart, we're right now $2,428 away. And, of course, you can go online to WCNO.com. You can give there. You can also hopefully text. Hopefully we have text. Oh, here she is.
Another donation coming in.
Another angel donation. And it's $150. That's going to help us a lot. So we're going to add that $150 in. Ben, let's get those numbers out again.
Yeah, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right. So this angel just coming in. Friend, this is a northern angel. I won't give the city, but a northern angel. We actually stretch up into the Sebastian area, and we have donations that come in from Orlando and from Jacksonville. People listen all over the state, but a lot of people travel. A lot of people in the state, they travel in their counties. And, Pastor, as we were talking when you first came in, the fact that God's put us into 12 counties that represent more than 30%
of
the population in the state of Florida.
Wow.
That's 7.5 million people potential. Wow. That could listen to this station today.
Awesome. Well, it also bounces. A competing radio guy came up to me at a gathering, a political gathering. He said, do you know that your station, sometimes, depending on the weather, bounces off down south of Miami and goes into Cuba?
Mm.
So if you're listening in Cuba, remember the Lord will set you free. For where the Lord is, there is liberty. And we love you.
Amen.
We love you.
All right, the phone lines are open. We're going to keep giving the numbers right up to the top of the hour because we need to hear from you right now. We right now have remaining $2,328 that's available in the matching funds, and this will run us right up to lunchtime, and then that gets stopped. So let's see what the Lord's going to do. We will be checking online to see what else we have that may have come in that we haven't been able to watch because we're kind of busy right now.
Yeah, and we challenge you once again. It's like what Rhett was saying a minute ago. You know, no donation is too small. And if God has put a number on your heart, you need to be obedient to that number. Even if it's like you may have like a number like $5 on your heart, and it's like they don't need my $5.
Amen.
And the truth is, it's not necessarily so much that we need it, but it's that as soon as you release the $5, God can release His hand and release His blessings into your life. It's an obedience thing. Once you're obedient to Him, then it's, you know, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have Christy from Okeechobee giving us a giant step forward. $1,500. $1,500. Here's one of those one of those children of God stepping in. Now that brings us to $828. We're only $828 away.
We have four minutes.
What can happen in 4 minutes? Yeah. Let's give the numbers out.
772-221-1100, and that's 772-221-1100, and it's great to hear from Okeechobee today.
Yeah, and if there's a listener out there who listens to my show, I've never asked for money on my show. Would you make a donation to the station to help them out to pay the rent, pay the electricity? I don't get paid
for this. Thank you for the call.
And they sure could use it to keep the lights on. So if you listen to my broadcast at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., or 3 a.m., this is Rhett Palmer.
Great to have you with us, Rhett, and great to have Pastor McKenzie with us.
Come on,
$800.
$800.
$828.
So we have three minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Phone lines are ringing. And if you're on the phone, listen, if you call in and you get a busy signal, leave your name, your phone number. We'll call you right back. Mm-hmm. And as long as you've given us a shout, that's going to bring us where we need to go. I really believe that 828 is possible for us to reach today.
Absolutely.
So give us a shout.
Yes.
And big thanks to the Lord. A big thanks to the Higgins family that came in and made that $10,000 available this morning. Mm-hmm. And we really are. I knew it was going to be a big faith stretch to believe God that by lunchtime we would be able to match that up. But here we are. We're just a couple minutes away. We're only $828 away. And we have phone lines open at this time. Give us a call, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. $828 remaining to have fully matched the second $5,000. So that's real close. We're getting close. Give us a call. Phone lines are open right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And I'm losing something. Okay. What am I losing? The $1,500 is gone. It's $200 instead of $1,500. All right. Thank you, Christy, for the $200. We just corrected that. And so that is $200 instead of $1,500. So that means we are going back to where we were. Well, hallelujah. God knows, right? Let's give the numbers out again.
Yeah, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Sometimes you have to go back before you can go forward.
That's right, yeah. And if you were in any doubt, this is live, so we do make mistakes here sometimes. We are human.
Well, there was just this big cluster of activity happening out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like three phone calls at once, and then...
And I'm not sure that we cut all the calls. We may have actually missed some calls, but according to that correction, we're now at 2,228 is where we are at this moment. And we still have... we have about a minute left. About a minute left.
So maybe she'll come in here and have a correction. It'll be $1.5 million. $1.5 million.
That would work, but we still have a few seconds.